Our reading will be taken from Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse number 13. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction. And there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life. And there are few who find it. Amen.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor. Don't you ain't got to touch him, but just turn to your neighbor. Pick him somebody out. Make eye contact with them. They know this, that you're talking specifically to them and nobody else. Because if you ain't looking at them, you ain't talking to them. If you're looking at me, you're doing the wrong thing. Look your neighbor square in the eye and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
I choose life.
Choose life.
Neighbor,
neighbor,
I choose life.
Choose life.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, I Choose Life. What we have here is a part of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus delivers specifically to his disciples. You see, he understood that if the word of God is going to get out, he has to start with some folk who have to understand, what do I have to do for the me first before I can considering impacting the we. You see, Jesus, in this particular segment that we're looking at, he says something, y'all, that is tight. He says something here that causes his disciples to just say, like, wow. But what Jesus wants us to do is to pick the right direction, pick the right gate, and recognize that if you want you go in the right direction through the right gate, the road ain't going to be easy. You see, but I want you to understand, that's how come some folk don't find it. Other folk don't want no part of it. Because most folk love easy street. Now we have to go there, because what I'm seeing here when I look at this particular scripture is that Jesus is saying, if you pick the wide gate, that means any and everybody can fit through. It leads to a road that is easy. But at the end of the road, leads to destruction. Why in the world would anybody choose this road? Well, touch your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't get mad at Pastor.
Don't get mad at Pastor.
Stay focused.
Focus.
You see, we have to see something. This is what I want us to see. And this is a reality. You see, when you are on easy street, you don't have to put forth a whole lot of effort to figure out what to do next, because everything is. And since everything is easy, I don't have to really focus hard, think about what's coming next, because if everything so far has been easy, that means no matter what's going to happen next, it's also going to be. But I want you to see that that's called deception. I want you to know that there is an enemy who is subtle, who will hoodwink you into thinking that easy street is the street for you. You see, because while you're on easy street, the whole time he's just setting you up. And what he's setting you up for is a big fall that leads to destruction. Look at the world around us. Look at our city here. A lot of folk are doing stuff that they consider to be easy. If I can break into cars real easy and get the stuff out, then why should I stop doing it? If I can rob folk and knock them over the head and get their money from them without them even knowing it, why should I stop? If I can sell drugs and make $1,000 in a couple of hours, and you know, and I ain't got no problems, why should I stop? If I can break into houses, get out the goods before the cops come, why should I stop? If I can go to the bank and write a note and pass it to a bank teller saying, "Give me all that you got and don't say a word," and I get away with it, then that's easy. So why should I stop? Because you know why? This is easy. But what you didn't expect was that next time you went in there to hit that person over the head, you didn't realize that they had a .357 in the other hand. And when you swung at them, you missed. And before you could say, "Oh my," boom. Normally I can go in houses and creep in and get out. But this time I got in, but as I was easing out, I heard somebody say, "Stop." I turned around and all I heard was boom. I was just selling my drugs, making my money. But I didn't realize that the car that was pulling up, I thought they was coming to purchase. But when I got closer, all of a sudden I saw something and I said, "Oh," and then boom. Easy street. It's a wide gate. It does not stop anybody and lets everybody come on in. Because it leads to destruction. You see, the one thing I want us to get and what I want us to understand. Even in church sometimes, because things are going so well, everything is just easy. But I want you to understand something. I mean, it's not going to always be easy. You might have some times when things get a little smooth, but I want you to know that all the enemy is doing is setting you up. He wants you to let your guard down. He wants you to stop praying a little less. He wants you to stop worshiping a little less. He wants you to stop going to church a little less. He don't want you to go to Bible study as often as you was. Because you know what? I done learned all I need to learn. I don't need to learn nothing else. You see, I want you to understand that's a big mistake in the church. See, that happens too often. Some folks start seeing stuff getting a little easier for them. And they think that I'm all right now. I don't need no more. But then when all of a sudden all hell break loose, you don't know what to do. But I want you to know, if you started out on going through the wide gate, heading on easy street, you realize that something ain't right about this. Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, you don't have to stay there." You see, and that's the reality we have to understand. Can I be real with you today? Every last one of us in here all started going through that wide gate, and all of us was on easy street. I don't care what position you have in the church. I don't care what you're doing in the church. All of us started on easy street. But something happened to us on easy street. Because what happened was that for just a moment, the wool was pulled from our eyes. We were able to see, wait a minute, ain't that easy? It's knocking me down. It's beating me up. It's chewing me up. It's trying to spit me out. But I can't keep going this way. I need some help. I remember Mama talking about Jesus. I remember Big Mama talking about Jesus. I remember Papa talking about Jesus. I think I need to make a change, because what I'm doing right now, it is not working. But I want you to know, when we all step from going through that wide gate, When we initially went through that wide gate, we had a svelte figure. Looked real good. Might even had 8-pack. We done passed 6. Now, I don't know what we got. But when we first started out, we were looking good. You see, but when you're on Easy Street and you're traveling on Easy Street, I want you to know, since everything come easy, I ain't got to work for nothing. So since I ain't got to work for nothing, I'm still throwing everything in my mouth. And as I'm throwing it in my spiritual mouth, I'm going to throw it out like that. All of a sudden, I started getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And before I knew it, boy, I'm walking around just waddling all over the place. Because I'm on Easy Street. But when I realized that I needed to get off Easy Street, and I now head over to that wide gate, to that narrow gate. I look at how narrow that gate is, and I look at how big I is, and I realize that